Hello, my name is Sarah Gabalawi. I am a cellist and I come from Philadelphia in the US. I play three movements from Johann Sebastian Bach's first cello suite, solo suite in G major. Solo Bach is sort of a go-to when you play alone as a cellist. I think the first suite is accessible because people recognize it. At least they recognize the prelude, so it's also nice to introduce the other movements as well that are maybe lesser known.
What's it like to play in a big transparent box in the middle of the outdoors? Because to me, it was a very intimate experience.
I think it's a really great idea because it is, for the people inside the box, indeed it is very intimate. And also as a performer, it's not common to be able to play for such a small audience that's so close. But at the same time, it's great exposure for the public because not everybody gets to see an instrument played. And even when they walk past, it's sort of, it piques their interest. What is that? And just, you don't have to go inside a theater or a big hall to be able to see someone playing. And it can also interest people as they walk past to come listen. And it's sort of music for all.
And how are the audience's reactions?
Really great. People have been really enthusiastic, and there have been people from everywhere of all age ranges and tourists, expats, Belgian people who know a lot about classical music, some musicians themselves, and then people who are total novices are getting introduced to it for the first time, including newborns and toddlers who've probably never heard classical music and definitely not this close.
How long have you been playing the cello, and is there a story to your particular cello?
I started to play cello when I was, I think, 8, and I'll turn 28 this year, so it's almost 20 years I've been playing. But I don't remember a time when I didn't play, in fact. And my cello is a French instrument from 1880 from Miaucourt. And it's by a maker, Victor Joseph Charotte. And I got it in Philadelphia. I don't even know how it came to the US. I think it was in New York for a time and then Philadelphia. And so now it's back on its home ground of Europe after a long time in the US. So I brought it back to Europe, at least for the moment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name's Steve, and my wife here is Astrid, and we're from New York, and we're in Brussels for a year or two. It was fabulous. My only exposure to classical music's been in large venues, and this was just fantastic to be seated 3 feet from the artist and watch her face and watch her fingers, and she just did an incredible job, and it was moving.
It was very moving. It was interesting to watch her reaction to the music and how she interpreted and then played was beautiful. It was amazing. It was really cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Because of that.
Yeah, it does.